darkness you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour. Say you give life, what love. The depths of the sea, yeah. Oh, creation's revealing your majesty. Oh, from the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song.
Oh, You carried all the blame. everyone. How are you all doing tonight? Good evening. Let me see who is watching and where you're watching from tonight. You know, God has been speaking to us for the last few days, and my first 1 hour of worship, I just want to pray for the sisters, the women, the mothers, the wives, the whatever. And what I feel tonight is an impartation of a prophetic grace over our sisters tonight. So what happens with worship, don't forget the scripture. I think the scripture that we started or ended with yesterday was something to do with singing. Those will go down to the sea. So I want to welcome all the families watching tonight, Friday night, beautiful night. I want to especially welcome the families in Nigeria, Reverend Dapo there, Pastor Bayo, everyone right there in Nigeria. I want to welcome that family watching from Nigeria. Of course, Pastor Tommy from Canada, Treasurer. So let me know where you're watching from tonight. We're just going to go easy and just worship. Look, let me tell you something. I lie not in the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you this now, and I want you to mark this word. Reunions will come to life because the seed touches the earth, like we've been saying since yesterday. Thank you. You love my jacket. It's Hemi. It's Hemi jacket. It's from Michael Ikea there. It's powerful. I'll show you the back later, but let me just deal with these ones first. Life, new life. What I see happening in 2021 is new life. That means new souls. That means new resources. That means you as a sister. So let me just focus on that for the first 1 hour. You as a sister, a daughter, a prophetess, prophet, a Deborah, whatever. I don't care whatever character comes out to you in the scripture tonight. That's the kind of spirit that will envelop you tonight. Remember on the day of Pentecost, that as the disciples gathered in the upper room, all of heaven, everything that has happened in Eden, moved into man, which was the original intention of God. So Jesus told them to tarry in Jerusalem until they are endued with power. This power was more than money. Money answers to it. It was more than fame. Fame answers to it. Can I quickly show you something tonight? I told you yesterday, you see that the Ark of the Covenant must be upon the shoulders of the priest. Because a church don't need to sit you down and tell you about money making and business. They have to tell you about you being made God's man. You know what happens? The moment you become that river, you are going to be looking naturally, supernaturally, but naturally, for the bigger river. No, you didn't hear that. No, I don't think I explained that well. Let me go again. So, this river comes from the throne of God. We've read all this scripture for the past few days. It flows to the valley. It's the current, the stream. When it's moving, it's going to be looking for the bigger sea. Once a man is made, once the word of God comes over your life and you begin to discover who you are from the word, you will all of a sudden no longer be contented with church service. Nobody will be able to hold you down to an auditorium. You're looking for bigger sea, because the river that comes from the presence of God is always looking for that bigger sea. In other words, what he carries is always looking for things to heal. It cannot just contain himself. It cannot sit back and say, well, you know, I'm now a good Christian. I'm now a holy Christian. No, she's going to be looking for nations to heal, because it is in her to look for nations to heal. No matter what you do with Deborah, she has to raise war. That's her now becoming the river that flows from the presence of God. So what happened was, the moment Adam, the man of the earth, the moment it was formed, Jesus needed to come. The water needed to come. That's the word. He needed to come because he locates his kind. He locates what is meant to give life to. Are you listening to me? So what happens, why are you going to win souls more all of a sudden in this season? You are now a river that proceeds from the presence of God. So everything on the earth that only lives because you are alive now will be looking for you. You also will be looking for them. There is going to be a propensity that begins to lead you that way. Are you listening to me tonight? There's going to be a push. So even when you're not trying, you're going to begin to move near certain things. You're looking for a bigger river. You're looking for what you're created to solve. But it is no longer you carrying the water now. You're not going to say, well, let's carry the word of God to the world. The word will carry you there. Are you listening to me tonight? Yeah. The word will carry you there. Situations will carry you there, because now you can be for the healing of the nation. So the Lord wants me to tell you tonight that what he's been doing in your life over time is preparing you to be the one that he wants to use. He needs to make you that water that proceeds from the presence of God, not the presence of culture or tradition or the things that we've known before. He wants to move you now. So he said the priest must go first. So the old gist of the Spark Nation is, you've seen how priests move. You stay in the word. As he's making you, you're developing. I'm saying this to the sisters first tonight. There's going to be, let me use this word for lack of English, a women reviver. It's going to happen. God's intention. And I want you to think about this with me tonight before we start worshiping, which we are doing already. People have been saying the coming of the Lord is at hand. And I get it. I realize they are picking something. They are picking something that they can't interpret. God's intention is to take the earth. And you see all of that in the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples. In this manner pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. God wants to take the earth. So look, if Jesus comes tomorrow, he has nothing to gain, because we're all just going to leave the earth and they won't care less. He wants to take the earth. He wants heaven on earth. So my thought after the word yesterday was, I'm diving more into the scripture to actually see what God's intention is. He wants heaven to be on earth. Your kingdom come. Because it will not be of pride for him to walk out of the earth like a loser. He actually gave his all in order to save the earth. So, and he knows if that's going to happen, he needs you. He needs the man of the earth. So, what has that got to do with the women? There's no revival without you. It's not going to work. This is the truth. And you know, if I'm going to patronize any gender, I speak the truth to that gender. But now I understand the agenda of God, why he's been sending those words your way. Because God understands that even when his man is prepared, no matter how much he has conversation with his man, the woman can stop it. It's happened before. That's what happened to Adam. So what happens when God gets the man right, has breathed life into him, and Ish is right? Then we win. But if that doesn't happen, no matter how revived the man is, the woman can stop that conversation halfway. But what Satan cannot handle is the man and the woman who is revived. That's why that is the third day church. In case you still don't understand, imagine that it was divinely proposed and set up that when Jesus resurrected on the third day, the first people to have encounter with him were the women. That is God saying that the perfection of the third day church is the woman. They were the ones, Mary and Martha, were the ones now told to go and announce to the men. so that now the new conversation starts with them. The resurrection conversation starts with the women. They got to the tomb and they realized that it was no longer there. So, yes, the men in the Garden of Gethsemane ended that other conversation, but this third date conversation starts with a woman or with women. They had the encounter. And it was the woman that went to announce to the church that Jesus has resurrected. They told Peter. Peter is the one that is the church, right? Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail against the church. But who will announce to them that the church can now fulfill its purpose? It was Mary. Are you listening to me? And they actually went to the grave to give. They took all the spices. Peter and Co were not going anymore because this is long now. But God's covenant was already on them. Their faith was sealed. God already concluded that upon this rock I will build my church. So I don't understand when people say, well, you know, women are not allowed to speak in church and all that. I don't understand, because they went to announce to the church that Jesus has resurrected, the first encounter on the Lord's day. Was the women that had been with him. So now they put their resources together. They walk to the tomb to anoint Jesus, to declare him as their king, even though, as far as they are concerned and earth is concerned, he was dead. But they went to declare kingship. Then they got there and they saw a man. This is an angel now. Imagine they are holding their seed in their hands. I told you that no matter how dead the earth is, when seed touches it, it comes to life. They hold their seed in their hands, and I want you to envision this day with me. Everything that the prophets have spoken about, everything that everyone has prophesied about the resurrection, because I want you to remember that from Genesis all to Revelation is just speaking about Christ. Everything the prophet have said, now it is going to be announced. Even before he went to death, it's a woman's seed that anointed him for death. I hope you remember that. Now that he's resurrected, the announcement of the new third day church is in the hand of a woman. So they are there sitting with their seed, and with eagerness and with excitement, they're going to walk to the grave now to anoint him, declaring him always as their king. And they realize he's no longer there. How do I know they went there to anoint him as their king? They told the man, as scary as his sight was, like an angel, they didn't bother. They told the man, they said, please, where is our savior? Where is our king? Where is the master? Then the man began to explain to them that he's no longer here. He's not among the dead. That which you as a woman sought for, anointed for death, has now risen. It touched the grave, but it cannot stay there because there are people with seed in their hands. So I needed to tell you that so that you know that when we talk about women revival, I'm not just saying that to excite you. If God is going to do something on earth and change things, it is the women that will announce him, because that's the pattern of resurrection. That's what did not happen in hidden. And if God is going to bring back hidden, you are the ones that he banks on. Because Peter is not coming to the graveside. But these women are coming to the graveside, and each time they come, they just don't come to look at his body. They are coming with all their myrrh and all their olive oil and all the anointing stuff. They are coming with it. So tonight he speaks to us, and I believe without doubt that what's been happening is God fine-tuning and changing certain things in your life. Now I need you to believe in the supernatural. This is the point that we get to tonight. Sense is fine, thinking is fine, but I want to take you on a journey to the supernatural tonight, where you have faith. And I know faith is high right now, like you say, and that's fine, but now I want that stream to flow. Don't forget this. Something has to come on the water. It's called the fire. There's got to be a fire. Because all of a sudden, you begin to see gold. So if you're a sister, a daughter, a woman watching tonight, look, you've got to rise above. You've got to, finally, you've got to rise above the feeling of inadequacy. Why? Because God does not need your adequacy in order to use you. You've got to rise above the feeling of inferiority. Because God does not need your superiority in order to use you. He is the supreme God. He is the supreme being. Now, it is the Spirit of God tonight that is going to breathe confidence in you. And I understand that sometimes when you've gone through tough times, one of the first things it does in your life is to make you lose faith in yourself, isn't it? You lose belief in yourself. You feel like something is wrong with you. And God says, imagine Mary Magdalene did not invite seven demons, but they lived in her. But when he met the master casted out seven demons, and she's going to be one of those who will announce that the Messiah has risen. God says, I don't care what has happened to you in the course of your life. I want you to see why those things happen to you. Those things are now revealed to you in the place of worship. That's God, what God is doing in this season. So he says, he cannot complete heaven on earth without the women. So why is he leading us toward worship tonight? A place where you can let go of everything and just be in him. And I'm not talking about temporary worship tonight. You know, sometimes we worship temporarily and a day after we're back to our shape. God says, how long do you want to stay in that? There's nothing wrong with you. Everything that has gone wrong in your life, so to speak, whatever that means even, is because he was bringing you all the way to this point. And for those who are discontented, it is also God's plan for your life. Because he's made you something and you're going to keep looking for the expression of what you are. So however simple the worship tonight is, I think it is the reason of many of our sisters. I want you to mark today down because God is going to do signs in your life. Just try me. And God, try what I'm saying tonight. Okay, so Pastor, what do we do now? Forget every other thing that is around you. At this point, it's just you and God. Forget what you want to be or what has been. Just walk through this with me. Even forget about the instrument. Just you now. It's you. Many of you pushing or pushed for your seat now, hold that seat in your heart and begin to worship. The highest expression of God is worship. That's why, that's what they do in heaven all the time, because there's nothing. He will reveal. There's nothing else to ask him in heaven. And that's the location where we are tonight. If you have time to think, and I believe you do, and you have, you will realize that the word he's been giving us for the past few days are not normal. He wanted to bring you into a position of heaven on earth. Now, we're there now because don't forget that what forms heaven on earth is word. What you're battling with in your mind right now is word. If you think there's anything impossible in your life, it's because you heard it somewhere. If you think there is a mountain too high to climb, it is words. Words told you. But you see, I know there are hundreds of sisters watching tonight, and I haven't seen one of you that has anything impossible in front of you. I've just seen possibility and the power of God. So tonight, if you would just go on this journey with me, you will see what God will begin to reveal to you tonight. People's eyes will be opened, supernatural. I told you that the seed for this month is not going to be ordinary. You may take that as, well, pastors always say that. I tell you in God, this is the foundation for 2021 for you. Nothing remains the same from tonight. Nothing. So even if you don't know the song, flow with the rhythms and maybe follow the songs on the on the screen when it is available for us. Don't even try to get into the spirit. You understand? Don't try to be something. Just don't worry about it. Just follow me. Let's just go. It's easy. Yeah. Perhaps that's all the word I've got to share with you tonight. That's all. An impartation is going on every dimension. So, you know, my choice of songs is because it's word. I know there are songs that move people that when you hear, you feel like you're being moved. You're just used to it. It doesn't mean anything. It's the anointing that is present right now. Malika Brado Savaravaya Kataya.